LA County certifies March election results. Here's who won and who faces a runoff. Los Angeles County Registrar Recorder/County Clerk officially certified March 29, the final results of the March 5 election. While some local races have concluded, others are set for a November runoff. Candidates who receive more than 50% of the vote will clinch the election outright. Otherwise, the top two vote-getters will square off in the runoff. Turnout was 29%. Out of 5,681,184 registered voters, 1,641,715 cast ballots, according to a statement from the registrar's office, either by mail, submitting their ballot at a certified drop box, or voting in person at a vote center. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors is set to officially declare the election concluded on April 9. Concluded races. Board of Supervisors. All three supervisors facing re-election, Holly Mitchell, Janice Hahn, and Catherine Barger, representing the 2nd, 4th, and 5th districts respectively, secured more than 50% of the vote, ensuring their re-election without the need for a runoff. In a district held by Black leaders for three decades, incumbent Ms. Mitchell easily retained her position with 68.45% of the vote, despite a 2021 redistricting that shifted some predominantly white neighborhoods, including Manhattan Beach, into District 2. Ms. Mitchell's three challengers were consultant Daphne D. Bradford, business owner and sole white candidate Clint D. Carlton, and nonprofit chief executive Katrina Williams. Ms. Mitchell had previously served in the state legislature, representing the 54th Assembly District and the 30th Senate District. District 2 includes Koreatown, Watts, Inglewood, Carson, Culver City, Marina del Rey, and Willowbrook. Coming from a renowned political family, incumbent Ms. Hahn secured a third and final term on the board representing District 4 with 57.8% of the vote. Ms. Hahn was first elected to the board in 2016 and re-elected in 2020. Before that, she served three terms on the Los Angeles City Council representing the 15th District. She was later elected to Congress, representing California's 36th and 44th districts. Other contenders in this nonpartisan race included her main competitor, former County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who also boasts widespread name recognition, a Democrat. As well as Republican John Cruikshank, the mayor of Rancho Palos Verdes. District 4 includes more than 50 communities including Artesia, Commerce, Bellflower, Downey, La Mirada, Long Beach, Norwalk, and Torrance. Ms. Barger, a rare Republican in Los Angeles County leadership, secured a third and final term on the board representing District 5 with 56.81% of the vote. Her four challengers include Assemblyman Chris Holden, Burbank City Councilman Constantine Anthony, attorney Perry Goldberg, and businessman Marlon Marroquin. District 5 includes 20 cities and 83 unincorporated communities and all or part of the San Gabriel, San Fernando, Crescenta, Santa Clarita, and Antelope Valleys. LA City Council. Four out of the seven incumbents secured another term representing their respective districts, including Nithya Raman, Imelda Padilla, Marquise Harris-Dawson, and John Lee, representing the 4th, 6th, 8th, and 12th districts respectively. Ms. Raman secured victory with 50.67% of the vote in District 4, where she ran against Deputy City Attorney Ethan Weaver and Neighborhood Council member Levon Baronian. Mr. Weaver, who came in second with 38.59% of the vote, conceded shortly after Ms. Raman secured the majority vote. District 4 includes all or part of Hancock Park, Hollywood, Hollywood Hills, Los Feliz, Miracle Mile, Sherman Oaks, Silver Lake, Toluca Lake, Koreatown, and Van Nuys. Three other councilors secured their victories with a comfortable margin. Ms. Padilla, who won a special election race for the District 6 seat following Neri Martinez's resignation amid criticism over a leaked audio tape, secured another four-year term with 78.35% of the vote. District 6 includes Van Nuys, Arleta, Lake Balboa, Sun Valley, Panorama City, North Hills East, and North Hollywood. Mr. Harris-Dawson prevailed over his two challengers for the District 8 seat with 78.41% of the vote. District 8 covers all or part of Baldwin Hills, Chesterfield Square, Crenshaw, Limert Park, Jefferson Park, West Adams, and other communities of western South Los Angeles. Incumbent Mr. Lee also secured another term representing District 12 with 62.3% of the vote. District 12 includes all or part of Chatsworth, Granada Hills, Northridge, Porter Ranch, Reseda, and West Hills. Ballot Measure. LA voters also passed Measure HLA, a city initiative requiring street modifications to improve safety for pedestrians and bicyclists. The measure passed with 65.5% of yes votes. Measure HLA seeks to fast-track the city's 2015 Mobility Plan 2035, which aims to upgrade 2,500 miles of city streets. With only 5% completed so far, the measure aims to finish the plan within 5 to 15 years, as opposed to the current pace, which would take an estimated 160 years, according to its sponsors. November runoffs. District Attorney. Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gaskin garnered just over a quarter of the vote in the primary election. He will now compete against second-place candidate Nathan Hochman, a former U.S. Assistant Attorney General who earned 15.94% of the vote, on November 5 for the position overseeing the nation's largest local prosecutorial office. Los Angeles City Council. Three out of the seven city council races are headed for a runoff, as the leading candidate's vote did not meet the majority threshold. In the 2nd District, former Assemblyman Adrin Nazarian leads with 37.18%, followed by business owner Jillian Burgos among the seven candidates vying to succeed termed-out Council President Paul Krikorian. District 2 includes all or part of North Hollywood, Studio City, Sun Valley, Valley Glen, Valley Village, and Van Nuys. District 10 incumbent Heather Hutt will face attorney Gray Shue in November. Ms. Hutt currently leads the race with 37.78% of the vote, compared with Ms. Yu's 23.11%. Ms. Hutt was appointed to the District 10 seat in September following Mark Ridley Thomas's conviction on corruption charges. District 10 includes all or parts of Arlington Heights, Koreatown, Mid-City, Olympic Park, Palms, South Robertson, West Adams, West Pico, and Wilshire Center. Tenant rights attorney Isabel Jurado and incumbent Kevin DeLeon are set to face off in November to represent District 14. With a margin of fewer than 400 votes, Ms. Jurado led the race with 24.52% of the votes, compared with Mr. DeLeon's 23.39%. Mr. DeLeon faced seven candidates in District 14, which encompasses Boyle Heights, Lincoln Heights, downtown Los Angeles, El Sereno, and parts of Northeast Los Angeles.